If you'd like to be in our studio audience, write to us in care of Tickets, Discount Surgery, 100 East 132nd Street, New York, New York. That address again is Tickets, Discount Surgery, 100 East 132nd Street, New York, New York. Please tell us how many tickets you'd like and what type of operation you prefer to see. And now, here again is the host of our show, Roger Vile.
Thank you very much, Earl. For those of you just tuning in, our preliminary winner today is Dr. Grasmere Gujranwali, a gynecologist from Bombay, India. And he'll be attempting to perform root canal therapy for a mere $19.95. Grasmere won last week, too, so he's getting to be an old hand at this. He's preparing for surgery now, and we'll be joining him in the operating room in just a moment. First, though, here's Earl to tell you just what today's grand prize is.
Thanks, Roger. Today's Discount Surgery Grab Bag grand prize is a 40-foot cabin cruiser. Yes, this ultra-sleek, triple-hulled beauty is powered by twin Merck 120 inboards, which propel it through the water at over 50 knots. Its accommodations are second to none, including deluxe sleeping quarters for six, a full kitchen, two baths, a sauna, a handball court, and a movie theater. But that's not all. This pleasure craft also features a complete do-it-yourself operating room, including power tilt operating table, pharmacy, nurse's quarters, a six-month supply of sterilizer in a jar, a waiting room with three different magazine subscriptions, plus a special sonar alarm, which is activated whenever the boat strays inside the three-mile territorial limit, in case the doctor's involved in one of those experimental operations unsanctioned by the U.S. government. Yes, it's a ready-to-float clinic, and it can be Grasmere's if he can operate for $19.95.
Thank you, Earl.
All right. The time has come for Dr. Gujranwali to begin operating. So let's join him now for Discount Surgery.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like to meet the patient for today's operation from Knoxville, Tennessee, Mrs. Dolores Williams. Mrs. Williams, how long have you been experiencing endodontic trauma?
Say what?
Your teeth. How long have they been bothering you?
Well, it'd be 6 weeks come Monday, or seven, I don't remember. I can't chew nothing no more, because it hurts like the dickens.
Well, what if I told you that I could repair your teeth for only
$19.95? Say what? It don't make no difference what price to say, because I ain't got it. They told me I could get it done for free. I don't got no $19.95, and if I did, I wasn't spending on some old tooth, doctor. I come down here for nothing, and I'm going home for nothing, and I ain't paying no $19.95 to you or nobody.
Mrs. Williams, you're absolutely correct. This will cost you nothing except some of your time. Now, can you spare us an hour? Only an hour. That isn't too much to ask, is it?
I guess I got an hour. I got to be out of here by Tuesday at the latest.
Mrs. Williams, you'll be out of here in a couple of hours, so will you please lie down on this table?
I don't got any dress in front of you all now, does I?
No, certainly not. Just please lie down here. Now, as I explained earlier, the basis for my low, low price is a complete absence of overhead, largely due to no need for expensive, specialized equipment. Granted, I shall work in an operating room today, but this surgery could be performed just as easily in an unheated garage. In fact, many of the tools I'll be utilizing have come from such a garage. First, we have the administering of anesthesia.
I don't want no needle now. I hate needles.
There won't be any needle, Mrs. Williams. Needles cost money. Instead, I have here a ball peen hammer.
What's that hammer for? Hey, what you all plan to do with...
As you can see, Mrs. Williams is completely sedated at a minimum of cost. And now to the surgery itself. The only outright purchase I had to make was for this pair of work gloves, $2.49 at Woolworths. The extra lighting, so important for this type of operation, is provided effectively by this mining helmet. Now I can see clearly into Mrs. Williams' mouth. Uh-huh. What I see is a red dot on the lower left lateral incisor. I made that mark earlier today with a felt-tip pen. Since x-rays cost a lot, I merely asked Mrs. Williams to point to the tooth which hurt the most. Simple, fairly accurate, and cheap. And since the Discount Surgery's policy of no guarantee applies to each operation performed on the show, I decided the additional cost of verifying a diseased tooth's exact location was simply unacceptable. And now for the most important surgical tool, the drill. I'm using a Black & Decker high-speed electric drill fitted with a heat-treated 1/64-inch drill bit. In order to keep Mrs. Williams' spit away from the diseased tooth, I need a saliva ejector. This 3 horsepower electrolyte provides all the suction I require. Plus, when I insert the horse nozzle in Mrs. Williams' mouth, it helps keep her mouth open wide. After I finish drilling, I'll use this muscatel to rinse and disinfect her mouth. Finally, I'll employ this caulking gun to fill the cavity with an acrylic latex material. As the total cost of this operation, including the work gloves, is only
$19.95. Truly amazing, Grasmere. Well, you continue operating on your patient there. Dr. Hoodwink will be nearby monitoring your progress, and it'll be his decision whether or not you win that lovely cabin cruiser. Well, I'm afraid that's about all the time we have on the show today. We'll have the final results of Mrs. Williams' root canal next week, plus Dr. Gujranwali will be back again to defend his title against 2 more physicians, so be sure to tune in. Until then, this is Roger Vile for Earl Valentine and everyone else on the show saying thanks for being with us on Discount Surgery. Goodbye and good health, everybody!